September 1st, a Luke.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real life stories about men.
Alok was a young man in India who faced addiction and deception and who thought running away was his only choice. In 1994, during Alok's private devotions, God spoke to him and sent him on a whole new adventure. God gave Alok a new purpose in life. Now, Alok leads a group dedicated to planting churches in northern India, the birthplace of both Hinduism and Buddhism. When Alok started preaching, not even 1% of the people were Christians. But today, there are more than 1 million Christians and 22,000 churches.
If you're running from God, He has a rescue plan. When Alok was in his teens, too often he had watched his parents crying and begging the gods to help him. "I cannot be a good man," thought Alok. Alok wanted to be a good man. He wanted to please his parents, and he wanted to please the three-eyed Hindu god Shiva. Because Shiva loved marijuana, Alok smoked it. This would help Alok build a relationship with him. But instead, Alok felt trapped. Powerless to break his addiction to marijuana, drugs, and alcohol, he left home and planned to kill himself. "Maybe they will be sad for 1 or 2 days," thought Alok, "but then their suffering will be over." Now, far from home, Alok stared at the nearby railroad tracks. He would try to please Shiva one last time. But if the god didn't communicate with him, Alok would lie on the shining metal. Smoking marijuana and drinking, he refused to sleep or eat, but he chanted all night and all day. The gods required Alok to chant his mantra 108,000 times. It was impossible to count, but surely 2 days of chanting would get Shiva's attention. But nothing happened. "There is no God," Alok said, "just darkness and death. So I must go and die." Indulging in one last alcoholic binge, Alok stared toward the railroad tracks when a painter caught his attention. A new message gleamed on the building across the street. It read, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. In a drunken stupor, Alok danced and sang out, "Jesus, if it is true, please save me because I'm going to die." And then he passed out. Alok awoke in a bed and tried to get up, but he had a fever and was vomiting. Exhausted, he slept throughout the entire day. Then about 5 o'clock, he heard someone say, "Alok, get up." He thought, "Where's that voice coming from?" Although he was still exhausted, he crept from his bed, looked beneath it and all around the empty room, but there was no one there. So he got back in bed, fully awake, and then out of nowhere, he felt someone touch his back. He jumped. "Alok, get up." The voice was sweet and soft, like a father calling his son, but Alok saw no one. Terrified, he jumped out of bed and started running. He ran out of the building. Outside, the falling rain streaked his face and the wind whipped about him. He stared across the street and a song floated from a building over there. "Jesus is calling you," sang a chorus of voices. A presence propelled Alok forward. As he reached the building, his bones began cracking and a black shadow came out of his body. "You have come to a good place, my friend," the people in the building said. "God loves you." A god loved him, he thought. A man in the front of the room talked about Jesus, and then Alok knew where the voice had come from. Somebody loved him. Somebody had died for him. Alok rushed forward. "I want to know this Jesus," he said. Falling on the floor, he rolled around and cried for half an hour. A few days later, Alok returned to his parents. "Your son has now changed," he told them. Because of his encounter with Jesus, he was a totally different person. Maybe, like Alok, you have felt the hopelessness of sin and the weight of deception or addiction, if you're running from God, He has a rescue plan for you. So, run to Him.
Hello, friends. Today is September 1st, and my name is Blake Maddox. I'm the executive director of 365 Christian Men. Today, our story is about a man by the name of Alouk. I remember sitting down and doing the interview with Alouk before we had a writer capture his story. And I remember being significantly impacted by him telling the story. So today, as I issue this challenge, I want to talk to two groups of people. I want to address those who call themselves believers in Jesus Christ, those of us that have a relationship with Christ, and those who may be seekers. In other words, those who are pursuing God, but they don't even know maybe what God they're pursuing. They just feel like, or you just feel like, you need to pursue a God because there must be a God out there. That's the story of Alouk. Drug addicted, alcohol induced, wanting to die, literally wanting to die because he felt like it was impossible to please the gods that his parents had taught him about. That is not the God of the Bible. That is not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to live and to die and to give his life a ransom for many. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. So if you're a seeker today, I want to encourage you to cry out to Jesus. He loves you. He's got a great plan for your life, and he will rescue you. This story is about God's rescue plan. He will rescue you from wherever you are. If you're a follower of Christ, maybe today you want to go into a posture or position of gratitude, one where you express your gratitude to Jesus Christ because of what he's done in your life by saving you and setting you free. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.